Hello everyone, this is Angel Avilas McClinton checking in at angelawakened.com, and I'm sitting in my car in the beautiful sun-drenched city of Santa Monica, California, and I'm on my phone making this recording that will blast out to thousands of people, and I'm hoping really encourage some. Never in the history of time has this been possible like it is now. Technology has really just allowed us to do so much. And so I really wanted to share on this Tuesday, which is my very favorite day of the week, I wanted to share about the power of words, about the power of our words as tools for transformation, as tools for manifestation. Over the last couple of years, I've definitely done a lot of word studies, and I wrote a blog post a couple of months ago about the power of words and how different cultures have used words in spiritual practice or in communication. So whether we're talking about using mantras or prayers or chants, or we're talking about affirmations, or we're talking about written communication, love letters, or we're talking about just communicating one-on-one, whether you're communicating in the spirit or you're communicating with another person or you're communicating with yourself, using words can be an incredibly powerful tool. So I'm often asked how it is I can maintain this high octane level of enthusiasm, how I can be so positive, and people are encouraged by my positivity. And I want to share a little tool that I use, and it's just a simple word tool. In the morning, I wake up at about 5:30 in the morning, and I usually just start my day by using a very simple two-word phrase. And that phrase is thank you. See, for me, part of maintaining my enthusiasm, my absolute love for life, starts with the foundation of gratitude. It starts with being grateful for being exactly where I am. Now, I have to tell you, I have an awesome, awesome life. I cannot complain. And so for me, getting to that point, being able to see how awesome my life is, starts with gratitude. Because I can tell you that I could live in the exact same situation and not be able to feel it. Not be able to see how blessed I am because I'm not grateful. So when I can start in that foundation, I am giving myself just an awesome chance to see what might go unseen. So every morning I wake up and I just start out. It's 5 o'clock and it's quiet, and I just start out, thank you. 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 And whether you believe in God and you say, oh yeah, I'm thanking God, or you believe in Jiminy Cricket, or you believe in the universe, or you believe in just thanking your parents or your ancestors, or you just believe in thanking the people that are in your life, and whether they hear you or not, you're just going to put it out there and you're going to say thank you. You want to say thank you to your bloodstream. You want to say thank you to your brain for turning on in the morning. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this oxygen, for existing. Thank you for the air being here so I can breathe it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you is such a powerful place to start every morning. Give it a try. If you're one of those people who maybe are having a hard time manifesting the things that you want in your life, you're having a hard time seeing all of your blessings, start with the simple two-word phrase. Or maybe it's not, maybe it's grazie, maybe it's gracias, maybe it's ice cream, marmalade. I don't know what that word is for you. It can be something secret. It can be a sound. But start with that intention. Start with those words. Start with gratitude. Say thank you to all that you've been given, because you have been given so much. And once you start to see it, you're gonna be overwhelmed by how much more. And you'll be compelled to serve and to share all that you've been given. Peace and blessings.